Zondervan presents Nobody's Child, Book 1 in the Pandora Files series by Austin Boyd. Read by Pam Ward. With love to my mother, Joanna Calvin Boyd, an enduring and creative woman who loved the people and mountains of Tyler County, West Virginia. You left us too soon, and you are sorely missed. Chapter 1, December 21st. Laura Ann reached for a tissue, wiping away wetness in deep ravines at the corner of Daddy's mouth. Labored breaths measured his final hours, lying on a handmade rope bed in the farmhouse where his mother bore him. Walnut posts, worn soft by 5 generations of lingering hands, defined the corners of his world.
"Let's give him a little morphine. Perhaps he'll rest,"
Pamela whispered, as she drew the solution into a new hypodermic, her gentle voice a sigh against the background of the night's frigid silence. Laura Ann nodded where she knelt at his side, Daddy's limp hand sandwiched between her palms. Fingers of December cold plucked at her, working their way under leaky windows, death struggling to snatch him away. Her eyes never left Daddy's face, willing him through each ragged gasp that pulled them both closer to Christmas, 4 days hence. An eternity.
"You'll need rest, too,"
Pamela added, adjusting his pillow. She faced Laura Ann for a long moment, waiting for some response, then shook her head as she worked down the bedside, tucking Daddy's quilt in a futile battle against chill drafts. A tireless hospice nurse, she slew demons of fatigue with her helping way, encouraging father and daughter through the tortuous last hours of his life. Each minute defined by the spasmodic cadence of her father's struggle to breathe, Laura Ann McGee knelt at his bedside, coaxing out the next seconds of life with a squeeze of a hand and a muttered prayer. Breath by breath, she anchored Angus McGee to the world of the living. Death hovered, a wispy shroud poised to spirit away the last male in the generations of family who'd farmed this land.
"I need to stay,"
Laura Ann said when Pamela finished adjusting the covers. She squeezed Daddy's hand one more time, pumping the next breath into failing lungs.
"The evening news will be on soon,"
she added, dipping her head in the direction of a muted television. "Daddy never missed it." The thin nurse nodded and set the volume on low. Like a prod, television roused him. Morphine-dulled eyes stared ahead as he spoke, breathless.
"News?"
Laura Ann marveled at her father, one moment clinging to life while lost in a drugged haze, then conscious the next, unaware he'd reemerged from a morphine netherworld.
"Stephanie's show will start soon, Daddy. Want to watch?"
Stephanie Lukeman was hometown material, another of Laura Ann's many third cousins, born and raised only a few miles away in Sistersville. His head bobbed on the pillow, attentive to Laura Ann's presence for a few precious moments. Brief seconds of clarity with Daddy that she treasured in these his last days. She wiped his mouth again, dabbing at the red-flecked stream that oozed from him unabated. Images of pilots and aircraft filled the television screen as Stephanie recounted the story of a local Navy pilot, now an astronaut. Flashy red hair cascaded over Stephanie's shoulders, framing a perfect freckled face and green eyes. Daddy's eyes closed again. Eyelids shuttered on consciousness. The morphine drew him into a land of fitful dreams.
"Please, Jesus, no pain,"
she prayed in silence. The chill and stiffness of death crept into his frame, her skin to his. She determined to delay his passing as long as possible, using her own warmth, pressing his hands between hers or laying an arm across his chest. As immodest as it might be, she'd even drape herself across Daddy's body to pour her life into his, suffering any embarrassment to regain one more moment as a little girl on
Sample complete. Ready to continue?